This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
God rewards those who obey him and his word. God will reward those who obey him and his word. Yes, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, the because of the verse says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the biblical obedience to God means to hear, to trust, to submit, and to surrender to God and his word. Yes, beloved, obedience is the key that unlocks God's promises. You see, God rewards all Christians who honor him. God will bless your obedience to him. Remember this always, child of God, there is nothing you do for God that he won't reward you. I'm going to say that again. There is nothing you do for God that he will not reward you. So, beloved, as followers of Christ, one submission to God is by our submission to his word. Not only by acknowledging its truthfulness, but by walking in obedience to the truth that it teaches. In the book of James, in the book of James 1 verses through 25 says, I have read it. Again it says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak, slow to wrath. It's better to hear the word of God. Because the word of God says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It goes on to say, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So that there is things that we as born-again believers, as children of God, that we must lay aside in our walk with the Lord. Filthiness and abundance of wickedness. We must lay that aside in order to receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save our soul. We must be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But, which is the conjunction, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, or of the work, that man shall be blessed in his deed. So, believer in Christ, our true submission to God and his word is not demonstrated by the amount of time you spend listening to God's truth, but by the degree to which you live in obedience to his word. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in tonight. Child of God, our true submission to God and his word is not demonstrated by the amount of time you spend listening to God's truth, but by the degree to which you live in obedience to his word. You see, God will reward those who obey him and his word. God has given us his word as a mirror that shows us an accurate reflection of who we are. Bible says in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Believer in Christ, does the way you live in 2021, does your life demonstrate consistency, active submission to God and his word? By you living a lifestyle through ongoing obedience. Yes, beloved, our obedience to God's word will result in promised blessings. Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 34, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. So here, the word of God is challenging us, even though it's in the Old Testament, it's still a principle that have been brought forth into the New Testament about obedience. If, which is two letters that is very conditional, if you walk, this is what God promised us. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I, God says, I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Yes, beloved, God will reward those who obey him and his word. People of God, when we obey God, he promised us a great reward. You see, one day, my brothers and sisters in Christ, whether saved or unsaved, we must all appear before the Lord to be rewarded or to suffer loss according to the way we have lived on this earth, and according to the way that we have labored for him. So, beloved, in the actual process of doing God's will here and now, and also in keeping his commandments consistently and daily, there will be a great reward. Believers in Christ, the word of God is the instrument God uses to turn men and women from darkness into light, from turning his people from Satan unto himself. See, the word of God says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. So, beloved, the commands of the Lord are so very clear and plain that the wicked ones, the fools, need not be in any doubt about God's word. Bible says that only a fool would say there is no God. You see, God's commands are so pleasant and pleasing, and it gives joy to the heart. And sometimes we as God's people are tempted to think that God's will is so hard. God desires his best for us, but we have to take it upon ourselves as children of the Most High God. Our man has to be made up. Our heart has to be fixed, that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Bible says in the book of Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, for a reminder on what we are talking about tonight, God will reward those who obey him and his word. So, beloved, the commandment of the Lord is pure and is absolutely pure with no mixture of evil. God's commands are holy, like himself, like God himself. We serve a holy God. Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Talking about God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, the one with all power in his hand. You see, God's commands are permanent, enduring forever. God's commands are never outdated. They are always appropriate and applicable for every age, every circumstance, and are never in need of religion. I'm going to say it again because it needs to be talked about. God's command that he has already established from the Old Testament is carried over into the New Testament. And God's commands are permanent. And they endure. They are enduring forever. God's commands are never outdated. They are appropriate and applicable for every age, every circumstance, and are never in need of revision. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus is speaking. He says, "Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophet." Jesus said, I am not come to destroy, but I have come to fulfill. You see, God's command are very precious, more precious than gold, and more sweeter than honey. Only God commands are prevented by them who are warned. Prevention is better than cure. And God seeks to prevent us from sinning and grieving him by giving us his commands. His instruction for us to abide by. People of God, here are some of the rewards that God promises to the man or woman of God who will keep his commandments. God rewards us with long life. Yes, beloved, our obedience to God commands affect one length of life or length of days here on earth. Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For let of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Here we see in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, where the word of God reminds us not to forget God's law, his word. "But let thine heart keep my commandments." In other words, the word of God, after we hear it, must go from our head all the way to the depths of our heart. That's why we have to guard our heart on a daily basis. That's why we have to study God's word by ourselves. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And as we keep God's commandment and we let the word of God abide in our heart, to where situations and circumstances come up in our lives, there's scriptures already stored up in our heart that we can use against whatever we may be faced. There is a scripture for everything that we face on a daily basis in this life. And God promised us when we do this in obedience to keeping his commandments, our days here on earth will be lengthened. And he promises a long life with peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding. A peace that money can't buy. A peace that, hallelujah, a peace that when we are caught up in chaos on the outside of our life, we can have a peace that abides in us, that inner peace, God's peace, that will help us to stand up in moments of chaos. Only God can bring peace where there is chaos. And when we look around in 2021, there is unrest throughout the land, locally as well as globally. But as a child of God, if we would seek to live in the will of God and would obey his law, then our days will be lengthened. But if we break his law by living careless, self-led life, an unrestrained life, then our days could be shortened. You see, God promised protection to those who keep his commandments. Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 5, whoso keepeth the commandment shall experience nothing harmful. And a wise man's heart knows both the time and the judgment. So we must clean up our act. We must live a life in the fear of God. Word of God says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, a godly fear, a reverence to God and to his word. People of God, sorrow, trials, and testing. It will come. We are not immune to trials and testing and sorrows. But be assured of this, that God is always with us. He promised us in his word, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5. The B clause of the verse says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You see, gladness is another reward that God promised to those who obey him and his word, to those who keep his commandments, not just hearing the word, but being doers of the word of God. Yes, beloved, the most joyful people in the world are those who are constantly seeking to keep God's commandments and to please him. To obey God and you, to obey him. And you will discover the secret of abiding in joy. Word of God gives us an example when the people of God in the Acts, the second chapter, where the church was birthed through prayer, through a prayer meeting. In Acts, after Peter and those that was in the upper room, when they got filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter became preacher that preached a message. It was so powerful that 3,000 souls in one gathering got saved. Here, when we go and we read in Acts 2, verse 46, and it says, this is the born-again believers of Christ. This particular verse of scripture says, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They did eat their meat, their food. They ate it with gladness and with singleness of heart. Notice when people is in unity, great things can happen. Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm there in the midst. So, believer of Christ, another reward that God promised to those who will keep his commandments and obey him, that great peace, that peace that passes all understanding. The peace of God will keep you in perfect peace as we keep our mind on him. Word of God says in the book of Psalms 119, verse 165, great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. What a priceless reward. This is gone. This is to enjoy great peace. Even in this world where we are living in, that is full of trouble, fear, and war, and rumors of war. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God hath given us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a sound mind. When we look at the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, be careful, be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is the
good God. I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Live it for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live it for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
Oftentimes, God's greatest blessing comes as a reward, comes as a result of our willingness to do something that appears to be very insignificant. And oftentimes, because of our obedience, it always benefits others. So, if God quickened a child of his to do something behind the scenes, or to do something that may seem very small or insignificant, don't question God. Just obey what he asks you to do. Because if God asks you to do it, and you do it in obedience to what he asks you to do, you will be rewarded very greatly, especially those who are the closest to us. Because of your obedience to what was asked, regardless of how small it may be, our family will be blessed. Those in our community will be blessed. Those in the body of Christ will be blessed. For example, people of God, when a father obeys the Lord, his entire family reaps the benefit and the reward of God's blessing upon the house. Yes, God rewards those who obey him in his word. Likewise, also, a child's obedience will bless his or her parents that are in leadership over the family. Again, for a reminder, God called to obedience always demand a response on our part. We can either do it or reject it. But if God calls you to do something, and you say you love him, just go and do it as unto the Lord. Because everything that we as God's people does should be as unto the Lord. Because our reward is not here. Our reward comes from him and not people. Sure, God may use people to bless us. God may allow someone to cross our path. And the need that we have been believing for, God may place it upon the person's heart to come and, if it's finance or vehicles or homes or land or, but we must do what the word says in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. Yes, beloved, when we live obedient lives, those who know and love us will sense the peace and joy God have given us, instead of the conflict, there will be contentment. Apostle Paul says for us to be content in whatever circumstances we may find ourselves in. We must learn how to be obedient and how to abound without complaining or grumbling. Instead of conflict, there will be contentment. Yes, beloved, when we obey God and his commandments, we will never, ever be disappointed. Yes, when you, as his child, choose to obey the Lord and his commands, He will truly, absolutely bless you. People of God, God expect us, even now in 2021, expect us as his children to honor him completely with our words and with our actions, and also with our lives. Remember, if you honor him, if you honor God, God will honor you. Beloved, it is not acceptable for a born-again, spirit-filled believer in Christ. It is not acceptable for us to reverence God when we are with other Christians, but not in our own homes, not in our schools, not in our workplace, or in our neighborhood. No, brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants us to show loyalty to Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, and to the word of God, the Bible, that he have left us biblical instruction before leaving earth. It is to help us to have a commitment, first of all, to follow Christ, and God's word through uncompromising obedience to his word. God wants us as his people to live a life without compromising, not compromising his word, not compromising our stand. Bible says in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 16, the B clause of the verse says, "For to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life." And this is Jesus speaking to his disciples and the Lord was speaking words of encouragement, words of exhortation. And the question was asked, to whom shall we go? Because Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. Also, we as God's people have to partner with God in the winning of the lost, no matter the cost, and in discipling the saved folks. Here we see in the scriptures, in the word of God, in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Believers in Christ, God has given us his great and precious promises so that through them we may participate in the divine nature of God. You see, the promises of God are foundational to our faith, and it gives us hope and the ability to believe God, furtherance of his kingdom. as God's people, should ask God to give us a vision of spiritual reproduction. In other words, one begot another. Child of God, investing your life in that of another believer in Christ, it should be something you should want to do. Word of God let us know, for example, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, when the Apostle Paul was, when the Apostle Paul invested into the young preacher by the name of Timothy's life, the things he let him know, he said, the things you have heard me say, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others also. Have you ever heard the slogan that teach one, practice spiritual discipline, abide in Christ? Brothers and sisters in Christ, we just hope and pray that was something that was said here tonight that will encourage your soul and take you further in the things of God. We just hope and pray that it will encourage you for this week's journey. There may be one or there may be someone in the tongue of my heart that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is the time to get right with God. This is the time to come back in right standing with him. This is the time to seek the Lord like never before. Time is wrapping up faster than we think. If you are not saved tonight, this is the time to get serious about salvation. Get serious about coming to God just the way you are, torn down from the floor up. God desires to save you, but you must come to him sincerely. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can get us in contact with us at Busted Loose and Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if you would like to get in contact with us with questions, you can contact us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Good night. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you.